This is Radio 314 on the Red Ice Radio Network.
Hello there. Welcome back to part two of the Deeper Minded Music Podcast. I'll be playing 18 songs today. Be sure to listen all the way through because there's some terrific music and all made by our kind of people. So let's support these musicians who are truly inspiring and healing the planet musically. I'll include all their websites in the order played on the page where you downloaded this podcast. I'm going to kick this off with two hip-hop tracks, then some punk, some alt-rock, some psychedelic music, and then get into some chilled-out ambient electronica. So make a glass of kratom and turn it up. The first track is called Moment of Truth by Phyrus Phonics, who I found out about from a UK friend who met the vocalist, a hospital porter, when she was visiting her nephew in the hospital with a broken leg. Life Scientist also makes an appearance on this track. Once again, Phyrus Phonics, Moment of Truth.
Is one of energy. Prometheus stole the fire of the gods that resides deep within me, lighting up the darkness before me, century after century. Platonic tetrahedron breathing, released through a sonic phonic. It's a sonnet, it might stop you believing the light you've been receiving. The holographic and deceiving, the program got you trapped like a zombie with no feeling. Sheep to the slaughter of the Babylonian system. Knowledge is the key to wisdom. The moment of truth is here, open your third eye before the dark has risen. Lost your soul in a fiery prison, tunnel vision. Fatigue is still swinging a little katana with precision. Psyche breaks a hold of the prison. Tightest cage with a man's greed, making filters for emotion. Indecision is final. Fires and life scientists, catalysts, blasting devils to the abyss. Watch the strike after you hear the snakes. Sonic blast and an awakening of a pleasure center. Dopamine's kick, absorbing energy, spitting mantra. The cycle of breath, extending my aura. Imagination chasm falling deep to the abyss from a precipice. Seven seals are broken, Mother Earth screams as it's dying with pollution. Human mutilation of a respiratory system. A lyrical mage lasting society's prison. And blasting devils lasting a black magic tradition. But Sonic Temple's waiting final part of the mission. The moment of truth closes on the precipice. Smuggles minds for cannabis and see the chalice. Decapitation with malice before I vanish. Life scientists.
There comes a time in life when the lies must cease to exist in order for peace to exist. The peace got a fix on the minds of the youth when they think they gotta do whatever it takes to be rich. Hit the streets to sell bricks. Shorty hit the streets to do tricks. Your mans get popped, you ain't know he was snitched. Time in the bing off of the dream turned nightmare for the cream. Lounging on the devil's mezzanine. Lies and trickery is specialty. I have an alternative, I had to find it for self in the midst of chaos. The light shines from the divine, ease the mind, set it free like flight of the albatross. Those who sit back idle and just watch over for an unseen deity to give them a peace of mind or loss. Succumb to the bite of frost, lounging in stagnant waters, the parasitic eat at their mind pattern. Why is the 10% so damn good at it? It ain't even that the 85 refuse to be taught the actual facts, it's just as simple as that. Open your third, receive the knowledge, and before you know it, the safest crack. Revealing truths that you never thought existed, you pursue them with persistence. Now it's time to do your part in the resistance. The light is vital for nourishment along with wisdom. Teach the children, the stars are the future, the sutures, the holes, this chaotic world together for the better. An extension of existence, build a solid foundation of knowledge in the beginning. And indeed, you will live through the mind of your children. Understanding, the mind is invincible. The mind is invincible.
Fires on life, scientists, capitalists, busting the devil to the abyss.
I'm coming through with jujitsu, bone crushing, bone breaking.
Understand what I'm saying, saying.
There's no escaping once my blade starts scraping.
Understand what I'm saying, saying.
From Venice, California, the Luminaries, featuring Trevor Hall, see themselves as more than just musicians, but as catalysts for change, each member having played the role of teacher, social worker, and activist, from working with homeless youth to defending the nation's largest urban community garden, the South Central Farm. Their music is reminiscent of the golden era of hip-hop fused with a soulful electro, live, band, and funk feel. The song is called Be the Change.
Oh, Shastaya Ramakrishnaya Te Namaha.
Yes, I. This song is called Be the Change. Inspired by the words of Mahatma Gandhi, who lived for peace and not violence, and told us to be the change we wish to see in the world. Freedom struggling, I feel the fire that's deep inside us. Everybody wants change, but tell me who will guide us. To the leaders that pass away, put up your lighters. It's a beautiful struggle, but it cannot divide us. We're the ones that we've always been waiting for. See yourself in the mirror and open up the door. Walk through it and feel the love throughout your pores. Be the light, life's purpose is to feel joy. Metaphysical, lyrical, standing up for truth. The only one to make change is walking in your shoes. Be the example, don't complain about the news. Making music and serving the world with the loo. Now you can be the same, or you can be to change, find strength from inside, break through the chains. No one to blame, nothing to prove. You create your reality, it's up to you.
Be the change that you wanna see in the world. Like Gandhi lived for peace,
aspire to be
someone who fights for the beliefs. Like Martin Luther King,
aspire to be
that love,
that light,
like Christ,
live life
like for the moment in need.
And if you believe
in Jehovah,
Allah,
Buddha,
Krishna,
it's love to me.
My soul yearns for peace in a world that's flooded with war. History's littered with bodies scarred, trying to settle the score. To maintain an archaic platform of power and greed. People fight for land out of survival and need. So I'm killing my television and I'm planting a seed. To fill my head with knowledge that I'm seeing received. Due to the media propaganda, killing my creed. Oh, what don't kill me make me stronger, feeling strength when I bleed. Fight for interest before it's attached to feet. They try to sell you anything in this world, nothing for free. Land, air, fire, and water, they keep up in the ante. While the anti-proletariat hold the powers to be. But we keep fighting, surviving and thriving. Recycling and rhyming, we constantly inclining. We see through the lying and prying. They tactically keep trying to keep you from asking the why and what.
Change that you wanna see in the world. Like Gandhi lived for peace,
aspire to be
someone who fights for the beliefs. Like Martin Luther King,
aspire to be
that love,
that light,
like Christ,
live life
for the moment in need.
And if you believe
in Jehovah,
Allah,
Buddha,
Krishna,
it's love to me.
We find solutions, different possibilities, creating organizations like Aspire to Be, inspiring young minds to see, building life skills, nurturing creativity, fulfilling the youth's basic needs, listening actively, teaching the tools to succeed, positive role models we plant the seed, the roots drink the water which feed the trees, someone help me, giving back is my responsibility.
Be the change that you wanna see in the world. Like Gandhi lived for peace,
Aspire to Be
someone who fights for the beliefs. Like Martin Luther King,
Aspire to Be
that love,
that light,
like Christ,
live life
for the moment in need.
And if you believe
in Jehovah,
Allah,
Buddha,
Krishna,
it's love to me.
Started in California in 1996, now in Oregon, the Confederates are a genuine punk rock group with a great sense of humor. Their album Running From the Cops was produced for Piggyback Records, a label started by my brother and I. In this day and age, many bands look the punk rock part, but in effect are generic, homogenized, prepackaged boy bands. Not the Confederates. The thing I love about these guys beyond their music is that they stockpile food, water, guns, and live way out in the country doing their own thing. But they're also absolute gentlemen to the ladies. The song is called Abducted.
We'll be right back. space, blowing up planets, nothing was safe, destroying all worlds and extinguishing stars. Is this what it's like to be a god? I've been abducted. I've been abducted. 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 I never want to come home.
Moving on to something Pink Floydish from Australia, Audio Thrill Seeker. The music is heavily improvised, formed out of thoughtlessness while meditating on images, themes, moods, mythologies, and esoteric matters. The song is called Riding Cygnus, a sonic interpretation of Cygnus mythology, the journey of the soul between death and birth, carried by the swan, and the importance of that place in the sky to our ancestors who placed the bird there. The song is also loosely based on the design of Canberra, Australia's capital city. Once again, Audio Thrill Seeker. The song is called Riding Cygnus from the Dark Matter album.
Thank you.
now for some more Aussie music. The song is called Magnets in Fire from Ben Fairweather, an electronic music producer. He goes under ENS, or it might be ENS. Not sure. Here's the song. Little chilled out track from UK-based Benjamin Mason, another Ben. The song is called Bird Like You'll Fly.
Thank you.
now for something from East Forest, a Portland-based one-man band. This guy has 5 quality albums available, and they're perfect for meditating and deep thought. The song is called Pendulum from the album Love Bomb. About the next song, he replied by saying, "I am just a guy making music with the computer. You can call me A-Normal." The song is called Glowing Away.
Thank you.
going to play something from Nick Acheson, who has a radio program on Freeman's Friendship Agenda Network called Type 1 Radio. Nick releases music under the name Sonicadia. The track is called Freedom Frequency, and I think you'll recognize the voice behind the music.
Never before have people ever been this close to understanding many of the secrets that have been hidden throughout the millennia.
That everything that is being used against us, all the amounts of mind control and of addictive programming that they constantly have to use to instill certain belief systems into us.
We can't break free.
for song number 10, I have to play something from one of my best friends in Oregon, who we all call Focus. The song is called Soul Trafficker. Play a dark wave experimental rock tune from Austin, Texas. The band is called In Sleep I Travel. The song is called Dead or Free. I like the nitty grittiness of the song. It's not too polished and a little rough.
Where a brother will turn on a brother, and he's got a dollar.
next song is called Desert Rain by Lucas Stone. He's a cool guy who lives out in the woods of America. He and I both agree that being in a city these days is like a bad drug trip. The track reminds me of Temple of the Dog, but a bit more psychedelic feeling, like I need some peyote.
Thank you.
to play Peter Soros, unrelated to George Soros. He says he has been directly influenced by Red Ice guests and topics. The alt-rock song is called Frustration, about trying to not be brought down by changes happening in our lives. Something from Toronto-based Ecstasy of Uriel, created by an excellent 3D animator Dan Philip Radu. The song to me is reminiscent of a Cure song. It's called Asphyxia.
Thank you.
turned me on to Rena Jones. I love her instrumental music. She is a multi-instrumentalist and sound engineer. At age 30, she boasts more than 30 collaborative albums, 3 full-length solo albums, 20 years of classical violin study, and 12 years of cello. And she is considered one of the leading women in audio engineering today. I had a hard time choosing which track to play, but I'm going to play Indra's Web.
Thank you.
throw in an oldie from 2004. The group was called Magdalene's Dream, which was me on the vocals and Keith Hillebrand, the sound designer from Nine Inch Nails' The Fragile album. The song is called Drifting. For the second to last song from Deutschland by Amorph Concepts, or AMZ. The ambient instrumental is called Saturnus, appropriate for the Saturn death cult. I'm going to leave you with the Stop Start Band from Cape Town, South Africa. Their acoustic song, called All Stop Playing, is a commentary on the state of world affairs. It's also a warning to all who believe that we must rise up and aggressively beat the system, as the system is actually designed to frustrate people into doing exactly just that. So here's the song, All Stop Playing. But first, thanks to all the musicians who sent me music. Don't stop creating.
They want a firefight, want you to use all your might, giving them a reason to unleash the force they have to crush you. Then they've got your name hooded on a secret plane, waterboarding prison cell. You've seen the light, you know too much. Agent provocateur, waiting for it to occur. They throw the bomb, it spurs you on, and now they got you on the ground. They measure up your face, computing cameras all in place. Your digital ID broadcast simultaneously all around. Ow, ow, ow. If you engage with bottom rage, they'll beat you and you'll get the blame. Ow, ow. The only way you win is if you just stop playing the game. Is a fake by design, make no mistake. Removing natural instinct and expression from the time we were born. The ego vanity, getting us so uppity. Every time that somebody suggests that we might be used as pawns to extricate the Jews, stupefy by stupid rules. Denial becomes vile, we're defiled by the powers of be. Our spirits are damaged, emotions are savage. Is this really for real? Our new reality? Ow, 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 ow. If you engage with violent rage, they'll beat you and you'll get the blame. Ow, 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 now. The only way you win is if you just stop playing the game. I get so tired, uninspired, ready to give up. I'm so awake to all the lying that I've had enough. I cannot take another reason why I need to fight. Assuming things I don't need, not if I'm alive. I need to say goodbye. To live a life we lead, or is it something better? We just need the courage to explore a new experience. Am I not making sense? Perhaps a little less veracity would mean a whole lot more. To help each other out, to talk it through before we shout, to feed each other when there is so much abundance and excess. Design a new system, peaceful coexistence. Find a way to do more with a whole lot less. Ow, 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 ow. If you engage with body rage, they'll beat you and you'll get the blame. Ow, 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 ow. The only way you win is just stop playing. Ow, 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 ow. The time has come to turn the page and move into another age. Ow, 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 ow. The only way you win is if you all stop playing. Ow, 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 ow. If you engage with violent rage, they'll beat you and you'll get the blame. Ow, 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 ow. The only way you win is if you just stop playing the game.